Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions podcast.
Hello?
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
How you doing? Welcome.
You know, every time I come on this one, I feel like there are people just looking like, oh, okay, this is when you guys decided to come back.
My friend, hi to yourself.
I know, right?
Mabinu, you know, I can't remember what I was saying on Twitter. Someone just said, anyway, that's aside.
When I got it. First of all, my Instagram is private.
Yeah.
Somebody looked on my Instagram and literally went, hi. This is just to let you know how serious this is. When is the next episode of the podcast?
Like, I'm really sorry. That's actually the thing. I don't even know what to really say. It's just, you know.
The truth is that this is all down to FK.
Ah!
FK is catching flights, not feelings. And also,
being booked
and busy.
I'm not left this country. I'm even begging people to book me because booked, do you know the life busy. I want? I want to even be lounging so that we'll be recording this podcast in my house. I'll set up a studio. Do you get that? Then I'll come in here.
I don't know how Ekwa is going to feel about that.
With a captain. So, I mean, that's why I'm trying to be booked and busy so I can move out.
Which is going to be the topic later today. Living your best life in your parents' house in Nigeria, millennials. Beautiful,
you know,
nightmare.
Even the title is even really a lie because is that your best life? Like, is that the best possible life you can
give
have?
Give me the other options
in a cage.
That are actually feasible.
Fair enough. Fair.
Yeah. But before we get to that,
yeah,
let's start with our hot topic.
So which one have you got, the Nigerian jersey? Much ado about this green pattern.
There's one person in particular. Like,
this
sure
pattern
once sees,
stuff.
Once he sees my name, he's just like, can this babe go and die? I've been disturbing. Like, once I saw the ad, like the first time when they did the like first shoot, photo shoot, I was like, I want this jersey.
I want.
Who do I know that can get this jersey? I messaged the guy. I said, this jersey. I knew that you have a plug.
I want this jersey. I message every single plug or socket. I message all of them and nobody has. In fact, I don't even want the jersey. I want that floral tracksuit.
No, I want everything.
I want
the whole thing. Do you know why? Because I realized that there's nothing worse than not having options.
That's
you know
it.
What? Why don't we just do this? So all Nike, if you're listening to me, you can know somebody in your office must be.
That's it.
Is that somebody less busy? Somebody or more busy?
Somebody
and
that, that's it.
Or just so, somebody of value to you guys. So here's what's going to happen.
Send me all the colors. Let me try things on. Do you get?
Yes, because what you want is for the average Lagos babe to like
to like it.
Average Lagos babe.
You are even supreme premium babes. You know, but we can manage and wear it for the people.
Thank you.
They're trying to get us to do photo shoots in this place. Come if you give me that jersey, mash your photo shoots back.
Our producer one day
I will be doing
on some bullshit.
Complete bullshit. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Can you imagine this guy just maybe like 3 days ago say, oh yeah, we're gonna do a photo shoot? What, sir?
First of all, why a podcast?
They're not bringing makeup and hair.
People don't want to even see us. We're actually a podcast. As it is, we're on the brink of people telling us to shut up for life, okay? Now you want to add our faces into the
mix. Listen. If one of you guys, again, if you're listening, if you want to donate your beauty and like makeup and hair services and styling to the shoot, I can do it. But as you're coming, just branch and bring that Nike jersey. But
also,
I mean,
styling options, like, this is not me. I'm not being picky or anything. But if you veer towards the more deeper lifestyle, you know, if that's your kind of look,
if you veer towards MFM chic,
MFM is chic.
You guess?
I'm not that. I'm not saying it's not nice.
It's lovely.
It's wholesome wear.
It's modest.
But I'm in a thoughtful phase at the moment. That's what I'm trying to. That's the look I'm going for.
That is
chic.
Absolutely the look that is raining now. So, Jiget, bear that in mind. Anyway, this Nigerian jersey matter, you know, a lot of things happen and I'm just reminded that people don't have sense. And for me, that's just the key because there was so much noise. People that have it, people that don't have it, people that bought it at 64K, people that bought it at 41K, people that bought it at 10K. Everybody is there making noise, this one, that one. There's some really, you know, like, confusing opinions about why Nike didn't produce the jersey in Nigeria. You said what? Sorry. Are we the first to be in the World Cup? I don't get. So every jersey now, bye, they will split it. They will go and set up a factory in that country. They will go and produce. You must all be very, very crazy.
It's always like sentiment driven, because if you've ever had anything to do with production or manufacturing in Nigeria, you realize that our supply chain
is literally
one of the worst things you can do to yourself.
It cannot work.
Nigerian supply chain is more unreliable than a Yoruba boy.
That's it. And that's saying a lot.
It is the worst.
That's saying a lot.
And let me tell you something. Yoruba men, once they hit puberty, are literally a plague upon the earth. So once Nigeria supply chain is below that,
with that suffering, but you know, but literally, I don't know how you can think there's someone saying, but ABBA people have been selling 2 million.
But the ABBA supply chain is a matter of, okay, you can make it there, but what's the cost? What's the consistency?
What's the cost? Also, a lot of people in ABBA are importing it. They're not making it there. Even the ones that are making it there, like you guys, you have to think. They buy the material and they print it there. Like, you actually have to put one and two together and then your mental faculties, you have to knock them together and be forming good opinions.
Or coherent opinions.
What you guys are saying could make sense. The only thing I'm upset about is that actually Nike came to swerve us, because that jersey online in England is £64.
But I don't know if this Nike store is not... Is it an affiliate store? Is it an original store? These are the questions that we need to ask.
I feel like this Nike store is just what it is.
However...
They added 10k to the price and sold it to all of us. Fine.
The most important thing right now is I don't actually care how much it is, because guess what? I have no interest in paying for it. What I want is just to get the jersey. So somebody out there is listening to me. In your quiet moments, also known as your foolish moments, you bought several.
Yeah. Now,
what you are going to do?
I want to
call those TBN preachers. What you're gonna do is you're gonna just let the Lord lead you. Right now.
The Lord is calling for three people. Come on.
Come on.
We're waiting on you. One, yes, ma'am. Thank you. We see you. Two. Yes, sir. We see you. It's just one more person.
Exactly.
Just one more person. Let the Lord lead you.
Pack the things you bought. Whether you bought for your girlfriend.
All of them.
Allow.
Let me tell you what
I want. You're never going to get married. If you bought for your girlfriend, you're not even married.
In fact, she's going to take Jersey and go and show her second boyfriend.
Exactly.
You get? So
what you're going to do is just say
what your point is.
I don't want to see our size here. Our size, when people say what's your size, sexy, that's my size.
That's it. But I want FK on the back, and my number is number 30. That's the number I want. Don't ask me foolish questions. I just want that number.
No, I have a foolish question. Why 30?
I like it. And what? All this, you know, people putting on their back 0, 1, 2. No, I want a big number, 347.
I really feel like there's a lot going on with you that I'm not saying. How the hell your jersey have 347 on the back?
That's what I'm saying. I really want, I want a big number.
Because to be fair, that number, everybody do Jaws 1.
Hey, no, it's very stupid. No, I want a big number. I want commas.
You're probably not even number one in your household.
That's it. You're not putting number one in your jersey. Lying to yourself and others.
Understand? We are living in a world of positive affirmations, but let's just add a little reality to the mix.
Nah, I
want to 28, 50.
Put it there. I want to put a big number, a hefty number, as in to represent my stature in society.
Okay.
Yeah, like 99.
Okay, so anyway, feel free to send us.
Yeah, but it's a lovely jersey.
It's very beautiful.
It's actually really nice.
But what is more beautiful than the jersey is the wash.
I can't like the wash.
The marketing
sweet,
Meanwhile,
all of you wore the jersey. Some of you flew to Wembley. Very unfortunately, your team lost. But it's okay, because they've gone there to model the jersey up and down, you know, do the runway catwalk. They've run up and down the pitch. Everybody has seen them.
Unlike FK, I'm a patriot. And if you want to show how patriotic I am,
one
first class ticket to Russia to support the Super Eagles.
I've never done
just how patriotic I am.
I've never done betting, but this World Cup, one of my friends got me to just join their accumulator to see who's going to win. Guess which stage? I put Nigeria to be knocked out at every possible moment. I bet against them. And I know that they're going to come through for me.
If any of you watch the Americans,
I know they're going to come through for me.
They are sleeper cell spies. FK is sleeper cell.
I know they're going to come through for me. And the thing is, when Nigeria...
FK is a plant from Kwame Nkrumah and co. They brought her here to pretend to be Nigerian. To demoralize us, guys, we will not let her
Let me tell you something. When Nigeria
we will not let people that make jollof rice that looks like... If I don't let me say what's in my mind, because I'm too poor for any attack.
Let me tell you something. The fact remains, when Nigeria loses, which they will, I'll be crying with everybody. But look, my bank account is not going. It's going to be rejoicing because I've made every possible bet against them.
I don't.
Them and the Jersey.
I don't understand how you can have such deep cruelty in your heart. Such deep.
The Jersey is very nice. Also, I just want to note that I saw one person saying, and they went to check the back of somebody's jersey. They saw the ego. They didn't see the crest, my friend. If somebody even perchance gives me a fake jersey and you near me at my back, one kind of foolish talk of, are you okay? What's that? Now you're going around checking people's collar, checking their back to see how much it is. Yeah, I'm just waiting for one man to buy it. Let me go to his house and steal the jersey. You guess. You know that kind of thing, right? You're just like, oh, you know, let me just wear this. That's how I'm just going. You don't see me or the jersey anymore.
I'm over you, FT. Up next on the news, I have one. Let me say something. All of you watch, you know, crime. Like, oh, what's your favorite show? The Sopranos, The Wire, Scandal. Nobody has said the Nigerian government.
The Nigerian government.
Look, episode 2018.
Let me tell you something. First of all,
let me tell you something. Before FK tell you something, let me tell you something. What's his full name?
Eh?
Is it just Bukola?
It's Bukola.
Bukola Saraki is the kind of person when people say you want all these Igbo or Yoruba,
you know, that kind of I'll start
cock the gun. You better shoot it.
Better shoot. You know that kind of thing. If you try it, I'll slap you. You must
slap me. That is the motto. I think.
I don't know if you guys watched like House of Cards, but this man is Frank Underwood's daddy. I mean, every day it turns out that Frank Underwood is even his junior. Because what? First of all, are you guys serious? Somebody like this, a whole booking, you people are accusing him of petty theft in offer. I imagine. I mean, maybe so that people with that respect, but are you people serious? You guys think that he gave a car, one car, and a gun to those armed robbers that went to car? My own problem with Nigerian government is that...
Let me tell you something. Please, nobody should laugh. To Diamond Bank.
Do you get?
Are you guys be serious?
Was it? Who's putting money in Diamond Bank in Kwara?
Diamond Bank. Listen. Not GT. Not Access. Not Zenith.
Zenith.
He gave somebody a gun and said, go and rob
Diamond Bank. What's inside Diamond Bank?
Well, first of all, my savings.
But it sucks to me.
According to the news reports, fine. Not much else.
Nothing. Look, you should think of it in, first of all, in Kwara State. This is a tribalistic land. Who is putting their money in Diamond Bank? First of all, how many people are in offer?
One Nigerian.
How many people are in offer? Are they up to people in Ikoyi?
I'm over you.
Okay. So, look, that aside, it was a bad thing and they killed a lot of people. But you guys, now, my own problem in Nigerian government, maybe if you want to lie, you'll be creative. You know, when you watch all these shows, you see large espionage that by the time, I mean, I don't know if anyone's watching Billions, but by the time they've done the whole story, even you yourself, you will even be thinking, did I really commit this murder? Because the evidence is stacked. This one, which of the stacks? I want evidence that if you blow it like this, everything is just going to fall down. I mean, I don't understand. They now removed his security. That's all they know how to do now. Any small
acquisition. But do you know what I find so funny?
They removed their security.
The Nigerian government also in our crude and basic politics never think of things like world optics.
Do you get?
So, you know, people in other countries are going to be finding... Nigerian Senate president organized the theft of a second tier bank in a small state
in their like I want you to their only
and
branch
then,
in
you
the
know,
smallest
say,
state
something
in that
bad that the person has done is like, oh, they withdrew Senate penalty security. So basically I think your country is unsafe. But cool. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's cool.
I mean, you know, every 2 minutes they withdraw as if it doesn't have
just,
personal security.
I'm not like a political consultant or anything. But let me just advise you, Boo Boo and Co. Based on what we've seen of Bukola Saraki in the last how many years?
I don't think you should play with it.
He's not really the kind of guy. If you're going to do something, do it.
Like, because I feel like you have to come correct.
If you don't come correct, he most assuredly will.
That's it. Because now that they're saying they're going to impeach Bubu, which, again, I'm not actually mad at this situation that's happening.
Based on the safety and security of my family, I'd like to place that I am mad.
No, please.
FK is not mad. Bubu,
small play, small play. In fact, they'll just do one or two things and we'll be angry and we don't know who's leading, but that's how they just impeach Buhari. This guy, do you know how funny that will be?
It will be funny.
Because it'll be so funny.
What also want us to, let's bring this home. You know when you have a teacher like that says, so just
okay,
tie everything together.
Home, you know?
It's important to know that, guess what, Nigerian people are still suffering. These guys will be doing two fighting.
I mean, why I'm laughing, because it's actually not funny. Because actually, whether Buhari, Saraki, or Dino, whoever is that in leadership, the price
is still Nigerian people that will pay.
That is it.
That so,
Pinkberry is going to continue to sell frozen yogurt at 2K for the large bowl. So, no matter what, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Okay?
The toilet
Global Cotia will remain at 500 Naira a stick. Do you get ordinary suya? So, look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But I just wish, I honestly really would love to see some creativity from the government. Like, we know you're lying, but I would love to see, like, lie some kind of... I would like to be impressed about something. Like, and the way now, everybody's impressed that everybody around the world is wearing a Nigerian jersey that we didn't make, create, or
you want
really
to be impressed by the quality of the government lies.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'd like to use opportunity to...
I don't want
send
to sound...
that medium across the world.
No. I don't want to sound someone, but let's... See, this parallel with Yoruba boys is very... You know, there's some lies that they say that you have to gauge it that, Omoyi were good. Omoyi were very good.
Very bright fellow.
That I must actually be a big fool because he's a very bright fellow. Very bright. That, you know, that kind of thing where you just say, oh, you know, you're cheating on me with this. Yeah, I'll just say, yes, I accept everybody. Yes. Name all your friends, have you slept with them? By the time they finished, you feel good. And I love this movie. Meanwhile, the matter on ground, you've not solved it. I like these kind of things.
So that's your piece of advice.
I'm just saying that if you're going to lie, I'd like it to be creative and not like insult my intentions. Do you get? Give me something to even think about, to even have to consider, dig deeper. Do you get? Let the spirits have to even consult me.
I'm with you.
And whisper to me what's really going on. Not the one that you just come out and, you know, this one is a leader of a gang of petty thieves.
Anyway, speaking on the Bukola Saraki tangent, I'd like to give a shout out to Dino and his neck brace.
Yes.
Who are now in week 1,000,018. Dino has kept up this facade. And that's pure, you know, dedication.
What kills me about Dino is that Dino will walk and take a picture of himself walking. Then when he gets into
the chambers, everybody has supporting him. And guess who? The first person to run that wants to back him is our common sense senator. That's the work we sent you to help you.
That's the work that we sent you. Look at all of them. It's
remaining like small. I'm not joking. He's going to start backing Dino from his office
to the chambers.
And then you write a common sense chronicle about helping your neighbor in need.
I wonder how you guys cover the podcast. I have too many questions.
Who?
Common ben? Sense. Yes.
My first question is, why are there rats in Silver Bells Cinema?
That's it.
That's the first question
that's
I have.
It. What happened to the quality of your popcorn?
Dropping at a drastic rate. Are you trying
drastic
to show us?
Drastic rate.
It's actually
a parallel to what's happening with you and in the Senate. Yes.
Finish. If that's what you're trying to
drop
do.
Drop fine. At, I mean, you had one job. Okay.
Popcorn.
You messed up. So, I don't even know what to say. That's why I can't take it seriously, honestly. It's that popcorn. It's not even that whatever he says. It's that popcorn in particular. Anytime he says it, I say you that and you can't even maintain ordinary salt and sugar.
If rodents can chase our president out of office, what's Silver Bed? So,
is he chase our president out of office? That guy has not packed into us to rock the... He's living out of suitcase, ready to move at any moment. You know that man is a lifestyle blogger.
On another random note, I really, really, really miss Mommy Aisha.
Well,
she hasn't been dropping some.
They've caged her.
Inflammatory bars.
I can't lie, they've caged her.
I miss her.
They've actually put her in a cupboard. They've locked her in that other room. That's what's happening. I think she's crying.
I guess she's
like,
soon going to be a grandma, so that's part of it.
And it's not fair because I liked when she was like a rough rider and she was a loose
cannon.
Let
the grandbaby arrive first.
But I think that now, you know, that always gives them a bit of vim and passion. What? Grandmothers. Not that they have a bit of vim. That they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's on your political updates. The country is still kind of going to shit, so whatever. It's raining also. Personally, I really hate the rain. I know, let me guess, oh my god, rain, oh, you know.
It's all these people that are
weather for
two. Weather for
can
two.
It come?
Weather for two. The funny thing is that you never see married people talk about weather for two.
Because
all of you that are on one way bus ticket to hellfire, that's all you know.
Weather for two.
They're not eating those big eyes.
Weather for two. You people won't calculate pampas for two also.
This one is sexy.
Be there.
I pity you.
Weather for two. I love you anyway.
Really
I just
pity
feel
you.
Like going to Killinghurst House. I pity your life.
The life
okay?
of you.
Personally, I hate rain and I can't sleep when it's raining and it makes me scared. So that weather for two is actually a nightmare.
is a complete nightmare situation for me, especially when there's two, because that one would just be thinking, are you mad? Who's afraid of rain? And me.
There's actually something wrong with
me. So I can't sleep in the rain. This whole season, I'm just ill. I've been ill like 5 times. I hate it. So I need to move to
your enemies have come for you. Maybe it's your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Whenever I'm sick, I always ask my dad, please, do you have any ex-girlfriend you promised to marry? Because they've come to kill me.
No, let me tell you what it is. I put two and two together. You know how birds fly away for the summer?
You shouldn't be in Nigeria for the rainy season.
And you know how I'm also trying to like be a baby girl life. And one of the cornerstones of the baby girl lifestyle is flying away. So because I'm like a bird, I need to migrate to warmer climates during the winter. So actually, if you put one and two together for health reasons, I actually need to not be in Nigeria when it's raining. I need to be somewhere like,
I'm so worried.
Somewhere, you know, tropical. Nicaragua. Yes.
Don't they kidnap people there? Don't they kidnap people in that place? I know, offense. I'm sure you guys are lovely people.
I need to be in like, you know, the Tuscan Hills. Sure, guess.
Italy. Mm. When they see a black Nigerian, they just think you're a prostitute that's spreading her wings.
Listen, don't insult my country, okay?
Look, sis, I'm just telling you.
Listen, anyway, my point is that if, again, any airline also is listening, I can be ambassador. I can be a country's ambassador for the rainy season.
No, I can't do that.
And then I'll come back later. So now on to our topic of living your best life whilst in your parents' house, which again is a paradox. You understand? You know the meaning of that English paradox.
I'm very irritated that you asked us a full question. I got an A in my English exam.
Okay, so you know the meaning. No, you never know. Some people listening to us, they might not know the meaning of ordinary paradox. Now, what I want to say is that the thing is, I always think, whenever my parents are annoying me, I'm moving out. I want to move out. I want to kiniko. I just phone someone up. I beg, marry me. As in, ask me to marry you today. Let me start going out. Then now tell
you
me.
You know
that.
I'm laughing.
Now tell me that I'm not okay. I just call. Well, bros, get down on one knee immediately. I need to move out of this house. I need to move out of this house. And then it's like, are you serious? I say you should drop down on one knee, sir. Anyway, the thing is, and then I think about the logistics, right, of not being in my house. First of all, let's just take a small thing like food, right? Imagine if I was living on my own. What's that? I used to live on my own. What's that about? So I now have to like make all of my food by myself and like also purchase the ingredients.
The only thing that surprised me the most is that there are times that your body will know you're hungry. You will then cook.
Yeah.
And the food will not be sweet.
The food will not be nice.
So and it's just like, I don't understand.
It's like a self-hatred.
What kind of game this is? Where did I go wrong?
Like, where did I actually go wrong? And then you have to think about things like, okay, I'm going to pay rent.
Diesel.
Ew. I'm going to have to hire like maybe a git man or something.
And then you know that there are things that I just find very interesting. Like Monday, you just hear gas has finished. What does that mean?
Why like, what does it mean? Like,
or did something happen to the ball?
Why is this? You know,
do you know that actually the problem is actually living alone in Nigeria?
That's it.
Living on your jets in Nigeria. So the idea of living your best life in Nigeria is already a paradox because it is deeply impossible.
It's impossible.
Because part of living your best life means living.
That's it.
Frequently enough to forget that you are here.
But whilst we are now here, you will not be doing so. I don't know. But then the other side of it is obviously your family members are there with you in your parents' house. Yes, there's a roof over your head, but then they have to sing it over you every day. Any small thing now, I'm going to tell you that when I move to my own house, as in, honestly, my mommy can, if the AC is too cold, I said, please, can we turn it off first? Or when you get married, maybe you should do that. Ask your husband to turn off.
Well, I'm touching my parents with AC. Just living. There's no husband involved. One day, and they are very worried because I've literally been working extra hard. And so
Do you have any money hidden away that I don't know about that you want to go and live?
Honestly, so my mom has decided when she comes into my room to say, are you okay? I'm like, no, mate, I'm really not.
I'm not okay.
Living with you guys is testing my patience.
Stressful.
I am irritated to you. You are irritated to me.
And we don't get along. And like, I don't want you in my personal space, but you don't seem to understand that it is still my personal space, even though technically it's your space.
Anyway, this is
but
what
I don't care.
We don't really want to rehash the problems that we know everybody has. So what we're going to do is just give you a few tips.
Tips and tricks.
Some tips and tricks to living the best life possible within the home of your parents.
Good. I want to give you a couple of solutions. Number one, go and marry.
Move out.
So that's number position number one. If you see anybody now, just decent. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch. They really need to be decent. They just need to be able to get you
out.
Because
once the situation in your house becomes critical, what you need to do is you need to stop thinking about things like, oh, love, okay. They call, okay. Find somebody who's neat, hygienic, quiet. Okay. Then make a small arrangement with them. Go to the Inquiry Registry. Anyway, they've already said that all marriages there are fake. So
exactly.
Go to the Inquiry Registry. It doesn't matter. You're not married. Arrange with the man, move out.
Simple.
That's actually the best.
That's the best option best that you have. You. The second one is you can die.
That's it.
There's another. That's
you can
something
actually
that
fall.
Is very underrated.
You can actually fall down
and die.
And die.
Because at the rate that they are probably going to your
you
household,
know,
that's a viable.
That's it. All I'll just say is, you know, pray. You give your life, whatever. Make your peace with your maker. And honestly, I think they're having a better time in heaven than we are anyway. So it's time. It could be your time.
It's in heaven.
And you just have to
look at Lagos and think about hell.
Fair.
We don't
We're
really
closer
know.
To it.
Exactly. So we don't really like. Either way, you're good.
You're good.
So just fall down and
Number
die.
Three. What can I think of again? You have to make a lot of money. That's what you have to do.
Nothing Nigerian is
actually that could
more.
Be good and bad. Because then you can make a lot of money and then you are now a liability to yourself and others. That's how the generator will break on day one.
Of you making money.
So the pump has broken. You've made money now. So that could be tricky. I don't know. What's number three? Number three is a bit devious. All this sneaking out, kinico. I don't really know if that's for me. I choose not. Number four is to disengage completely, which is what I love to do.
A lot of people do that.
I just
and I find that
disengage. I just stop.
The only problem with that is, so this happened to my brother, and my mother started to worry that he was on drugs. So, and if you ever had a Yoruba parent worry about it, when I know you're on drugs. It's not a lot of fun.
Okay, well, I'm not on drugs. I think that's clear. Do you guess?
Yeah,
okay,
of
actually,
course.
I take that back. It's probably not. It's probably not that clear. But I'm genuinely, I'm not on drugs. But I just disengage. I just don't even. You won't even. There are days that you won't even know that I'm even in the house, and you know better because why must I be living under certain constraints? Number five, I would say is take a DIY project, redecorate your room. It's like painting a prison sanctuary. It's like painting a prison wall. You get putting an artwork there. You know, you see all these prison pictures, they put a poster. I say, oh wow, is that making it more homey?
So feel free to do that.
So, you know, feel free to take on a DIY project, you know, put some pillows or what, I don't know. Create that. What other suggestions do you have again, Jola?
Well, you know, because I'm someone that is, you know, a deep thinker. And I don't say things lightly. You know, I think very deeply before
okay.
I advise people
okay.
what I think they should do.
So, do you have something to say?
Several things, actually. Thank you guys for the opportunity to advise you. Okay. I don't take it lightly at all. I know that you could have gone anywhere for advice.
Oh,
but
Jesus
here you are
Christ.
Listening to me, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
So, like FK said, barring... dying, marrying for quote unquote house papers, and disengaging completely. Another option you have is becoming an illegal immigrant. So you could just start trekking. Don't go home today. On your way home from work, just start walking.
Branch MM2.
No, I don't even think. Don't go that far. If
no,
you're
you
serious, start walking.
See, if I'm going to leave my parents' house, I can't go to another like suffering. At least, if I'm going to be an illegal immigrant, let me go somewhere that there's electricity. Do you get?
Look, you can trek to Benin Republic.
Is there electricity there?
Yes, there is.
How? Oh.
It's a lot more steady than it is here. I honestly believe that a single Lagosian can actually colonize the whole place. But that is a different conversation entirely. So that's an option.
And they
Once they frustrate you too much, just pack a small
migrate,
bag
be out.
And start walking.
That's it.
This is a very, you know, as you can see, I'm trying to keep it within budget. So think of it as a free ride. Because you're not actually going to physically have to travel. Just start walking.
You know
keep walking.
Funny? Let me ask, why is it not like a thing? You know how in England you have, actually, I don't know why I just said what I said. Because I just said, why is it not a thing? And then I said, you know how in England. And I realized
that
what I've
thing.
Done. Because that's fundamentally comparing something where people are sane, they're having sense, to somewhere of chaos and disaster. Right, but that aside, you know, people or friends, I'll just say, oh, me, you, and one day now, let's get a flat.
Of course you can, but do you have 2.7 million per annum?
So that's how much. It's not like you can't do it. To be fair, you can't do anything.
Culturally,
like.
It's not for you. Imagine a group of girls living together. You are prostitutes now.
And once again, I also have a bit of an issue with that because prostitution is very hard work.
It's actually a lot of work. Consider the kind of men that we have here.
Look, it is a lot of work
to be trying to, you know, entertain or be satisfied or satisfy these kind of people. But
thank you.
This is it. The landlords that, honestly, I don't know about this day and age, but they're not trying to give single women. They're not trying to allow them rent or do whatever. But I don't understand it. Like, why can't me and my friends who are all tired of living at home?
There are options.
Get a cute flat.
Well, so if you're listening in Lagos, there are options.
Just get a cute flat.
I think you can get a cute flat.
But I don't have 2.7
million. Well, then, stay in your room. Make it cozy, like you said. Make it homey and make it cozy. Another option is frustrate your parents.
A friend of mine did that and he did it very well. So do you know what he did?
He just used to invite us to his house.
We will now go there and be lounging. Because all of us, so this is what I'm talking about, Nigerian parents. When you get to 13 age, they will excuse you and your friends.
Yeah, they don't want to see
they don't want to see you guys.
They don't want to see you guys at all. Also, when you come, they're standing up.
So all of us are there. It has gone to the point now that his mother actually built something at the back of the house.
That's
his. That he should be going there. Like, just stay there. Don't come, Mr. Man. Just stay there.
Or a chalet. Show my chalet, can you?
Well.
Like games room.
I don't know what that means.
They will just build it for me outside at the back.
I don't know what that means. All glass. I know your mother and your compound. I don't think that's feasible. But I wish you the best of luck.
What if I was living in a big? Do you know what I mean? People will just come and put your matter outside.
I wish you the best of
luck. Did they know if my compound could not fit a chalet or not?
I'm telling you that I wish you the best of luck in these endeavors because I never actually know. That's the thing. That's
I personally don't know.
Do you know about
construction? I don't. Did I even pass physics? Are
people not making all those container flats? Once again, like I said, guys, I'm an open vessel. I'm here to give and take knowledge. Okay? Unlike you, FK, I'm not proud. How are we, guys, in living your best life in Lagos? Begin to build a retinue of lies. Okay? Other people will tell you that this is not the way to go, blah, blah, blah. Let me just tell you something now. Tell the truth. Tell to Africa Paris.
It's quite overrated.
We'll get you in a world of trouble.
Going to land
probably land you in a few prayer meetings here and there.
And actually say, because imagine your parents come into your room. Oh, why don't you this? You say, you know, I'm just really tired of it. I feel antisocial, and I just feel like you guys don't understand me, and I really just don't want to be here.
There are a number of times
that's also Pastor Kwame. Pastor
forget
Kiniko.
Pastor Kwame.
Pastors
there are so
the
many
coast.
Times that I've told my parents something that has upset me, and I end up telling them sorry. Good. So let me just say something, guys. Just
telling you that you're arrogant.
Keep begin to learn the art of either evading the truth or outright lying. Do you know why? Because people that will tell you to tell the truth at all times, their parents cannot still slap them.
That's
it. A Yoruba mother feels free to slap you even in your 50s. So,
be guided.
What I also say is find friends. You know, maybe get a group chat or something. An outlet for venting and what and what. So you don't pick up bad habits. Do you get? Like, I know people that are keeping vodka in their room based on frustration. Kodao. Let me tell you something. Group chat here is better
it's
for
better,
you.
It's best.
It's actually best, you know. Go and do girls' nights.
Another option is to,
if you come from a home where you have staff, create a very close bond with them.
Very close.
Because those guys actually literally save your life.
Honestly.
Say, for instance, you have a maid. That between both of you, she understands you. So you just find out that they are eating separately, drinking separately. Where
your
parents are asking where you are. She knows you're in your room and she says she's not sure. So she'll just tell you, Auntie, maybe you should put off your light so nobody knows you're at home. And that is the way you continue to live your life. Let me tell you something. Somebody's going to listen to this podcast, probably write a think piece about bad advice. Maybe your personal, let me advise you 101.
Mind your
we're talking about the sanity of others here.
That's it.
Not theory, it's practical.
You don't have to you can't stop thinking for yourself. You are too self-centered. Look at someone like me now that I think of others, I put others first.
Yes,
I'm sacrificing my time.
Important.
Giving you don't know that this look how many minutes we spent here now. It's money now. How much is my minute rate that I'm spending so much time here? You get
okay, let's not be arrogant. That's just
such a listen, I'm an important person, okay? I want you to take notes of this. of nonsense. I'm going to start wearing suits.
In this heat. Have you seen Nigerians that are forced to wear suits every day in this
heat? They're frustrated. They actually look frustrated.
They are, you guys can't see my face. This is actually how they face out all the time.
They actually look frustrated because it's so hot.
This is now not being linen.
Who came up with that? This problem with colonialism. This problem.
It won't even be a linen suit.
We can't think to ourselves that this thing doesn't make sense in our climate.
Wool. You wear a wool. People are telling you it's a double-breasted. Better single it and change the material.
An ocean of sweat. Also need double breasted.
Well, you can also do something that nobody does and love your job or like your job.
Yeah.
And as does spend copious amounts of time.
That helps. Office. Honestly, that really helps in life. Like
someone like FK enjoys what she does a lot.
I do.
Talks about it a lot.
It makes me tired.
She enjoys it, but guess what? It gives her fulfillment because I can't imagine hating your home life, hating your work life. Some of you are like secret agnostics or atheists.
You get too you now to go to mosque or church.
So basically, you're living on a very like 3/10 you're standard living of living.
Any small thing, if rain drops on you now, you can stop. They're the type
that park on the road to fight.
That's
people.
It.
What happened?
Because they've just had enough. They need a release.
They need a release. So.
They need a complete release. Anyway, guys, I'm glad that we've given you this. Good. What was our email address? I'm about to ask people to send us. I keep telling you guys to send us your personal problems. But
send us a DM.
Send us a DM. The handle is at ISWIS podcast. Right? Search it on Twitter and that. Or message Jolz. That's JOLLZ. Okay? I don't have Twitter. So, like, you can't message me, unfortunately. But when you message Jola, she's going to send it to me, right? And we're going to pray hard while fasting on your personal issues.
Once again, we've said this several times, but just to reiterate, please don't message us that you are coming to Lagos for 3 months. I need a place to stay. That one is not a problem we can help you with.
Listen, I don't know where
the kind of problem we want is if you watch Love and Hip Hop,
that's it. Or that's if you start watching Love Island,
that's where we're going to.
I like those kind of problems, or you know, just interesting problems, you know, flavorful, spicy, not like deep, deep things that will now be crying or something. Keep all that one to yourself, please. Message your group chat. But juicy issues, then you can yarn us, you know, around this parent. Family, maybe some of you even live with extended family. God forbid.
You didn't even give birth to me.
You are now causing me stress in my house.
If you have any funny stories about like living with relatives, I beg, send us a DM.
I have a funny story about my aunt, right? So her husband's sisters came to stay with her for, you know how they always come and stay for 1 week? Then 4 months later, they were still doing the 1 week. And it was one day at night, she wore white garments.
I don't
grab. She now is not on the other. She told them that, listen, actually, she just come back from her meeting. Actually, she's a witch. That if they are not moved out by tomorrow, the lagoon, that's where they're going to wake up floating.
I don't grab.
I'll tell you that she wore a white garment. And she went to their room in the middle of the night. She told them that she's actually a witch.
Your family members.
And they actually need to leave the house.
For what?
That's it. Since then, actually, they've not been back to her house. So, whilst her husband was very upset that she did that to his sisters, she is also very pleased because since then, she even begs them to come and stay. She'll be laughing at them. Like, no, stay with us now. Why are you getting any time?
I'm screaming because
that is fully the kind of thing I can do. Because I can sort of stay in your house for 4 months. What's that? She said, no, she just thought about it that actually she's a witch. And they need to go.
That is 145 million percent the kind of thing I can do. I hope she had a bell.
No, she didn't have a bell, but I love it. They left though. That morning they left.
Oh,
they
I would have had
their husband that they knew it.
I would have a little bell that I ring. I would even bring out the colored candles.
They knew that she was a witch.
Red, blue. I'll be shouting woolly. And that's how I'll start. It'll not be a game the way I am. Be a game. Before we eat, I just said, no, sorry, please. We have to do something. Bring out the red candle. I'll bring out the red candle. And I'll say that, please, we need to just be quiet. That anyone wants to pass. Yes. See, by the time you do that.
By the time you do it once, twice, they'll just say, you know what, I've actually found.
Do you know that in my spare time?
I found new accommodation.
In my spare time. this is something that I think a lot of people should do. You realize that you're a lot happier for it. Just think up in your mind the ridiculous things you could do.
That's it.
When your parents irritate you, when your partner irritates you. Just
sometimes
you
can, I actually think of what crazy kind of you can do? Situations. Because like, I just think, one you time, know
mother,
what?
I love to frustrate my mother. Do you know what I did?
What?
I put the light in there and sat down in the dark. She hates it. She hates it. She came back. She said, Jola, what was wrong with you? I said that this is the path I want to be on. Ah. I said, Mommy, this is the path I want to be on.
The path.
She said, eh? You're worried? I said, don't worry. Don't worry. When I get to a higher level, I'll let you know. Ha! You guys, if you're not this Lagos, if you're not ridiculous,
you won't make it. You have to show people that there's mad levels. There's actually layers of this madness situation,
and you surpass them all. And then you think you know what pack me? I can pop more than
that's
you.
It.
In the words of Ego to Pack, I can pop off.
So that's it. So anyway, lovely to speak to you all now. My accent has changed because I'm leaving the country soon.
Yeah, FK is traveling.
So, you know, I'm just acclimatizing myself.
So please, if you are based in the UK,
yeah,
and you have gifts that you want to send to us.
Gifts? I'm not carrying.
No present, oh. Because that is the difference between present and
not
gifts.
The one that you don't send the nectarine to your auntie.
Stop. This is a type of butter. Between you and your auntie and FedEx, find a way.
That's it.
FK and I don't want presents, we want gifts.
Gifts
is what I'm looking for. Not all of you that pack a glass cup to give your wedding. Keep your present. Don't want gifts.
I don't want that. I'm not bringing any kind of guinea back for your auntie, but I'm happy to collect gifts, you know, all these other kind of things. I can do meet and greet.
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. You're now blocked in front of Primark.
We'll choose a local Nando's. We'll do meet and
I hate you so much. Anyway, guys. Oh, another note. FK and I are actually going to do a photo shoot, and we planned it out, and it's going to be so cool. But what I want to do now?
Okay, I don't like that you've now put this out there.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm
saying it's going to be. It
will be cool. I want to.
Because if it was bad, we would not say, "Oh, it's funny." Ha ha ha.
No, I want to warn. I want to warn haters in advance. FK and I don't rise above. Okay,
we go when lower. We go lower.
We're all going to be in the gutter.
Let me tell you, I don't rise by lifting others. I rise by putting them down. Okay,
so. Oh, this is so uncreative, your pops.
Okay, your face is what's uncreative.
So I just want to warn you guys in advance. Start
liking
it now.
I don't want to hear, and then they'll be saying about others. Yes,
it now before we bring it out. Start psyching yourself up.
Start saying it. That wow, can't wait. I so much love it. God. Awesome. Be practicing the emojis you're going to put in because I don't want.
If you try it, they're not even fine.
You see that I really said.
Well then, we're going to roll up on you. All right. Okay. Anyway, so on that note, we want to wish you of Widow's Day. We'll be getting some guests. We may or may not be more frequent. Guess what, guys?
Don't hold your breath. But like, you know.
I think I'm the number one. SK will be the one catch. I told you, catching flies not feeling. So if you have any problem.
But like, we're trying, you know, we're trying to make this a legit thing. All this stuff. It's fine. Like, it's fine. Do you know what I mean? We'll get there, okay?
Bye, guys!
Bye!